We all know and love Luke's account of the birth of the Christ child. It is Luke's gospel that gives us the familiar images reflected on everything from Christmas cards to carols to children's pageants to Christmas Eve texts. Mary and Joseph making their way from Nazareth to Bethlehem in compliance with a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled for taxing. Shepherds watching over their flocks by night. A heavenly host of angels singing their songs of good news and great joy. The inn in which there was no room for the weary Mary and Joseph. We make the part up about the innkeeper. That's not anything that Luke writes about. We make that up ourselves. Neither was there animals in Luke's story, but we all know what stables and mangers are for. It was Luke who tells us about the baby, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Luke gives us a story that is easy to hold in our memory because it is a picture of things that we can easily enough hold in our hands, like a candle. But tonight, let's start with the first chapter of the Gospel of John, shall we? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was with God in the beginning. Everything came into being through the Word, and without the Word, nothing came into being. What came into being through the Word was life, and the life was the light of all the people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness doesn't extinguish the light. A man named John was sent from God. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light so that through him everyone would believe in the light. He himself wasn't the light, but his mission was to testify concerning the light. The true light that shines on all people was coming into the world. The light was in the world, and the world came into being through the light. But the world didn't recognize the light. The light came to his own people, and his own people didn't welcome him. But those who did welcome him, those who believed in his name, he authorized to become God's children, born not from blood nor from human desire or passion, but from God. The Word became flesh and made his home among us. We have seen his glory. Glory like that of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the Word of God for the people of God. These are thoughts about the coming of Christ into the world, too. But they are far different and portray pictures that are difficult to maybe put on a Christmas card or even reproduce in a pageant. There is no mention of angels, shepherds, mangers, or even Mary and Joseph. John's gospel seems to be more of a prequel of those aspects of the story. In fact, John echoes a prequel of all prequels, quoting the opening word of the creation narrative from the book of Genesis, "In the beginning." But there is more than an echo. John uses an image that is a reflection of creation as well. The coming of Christ in this gospel is not about swaddling clothes in a manger, but about light. Light that has existed since in the beginning. Light that is the life of men. Light that darkness cannot extinguish. Light that is in the world, a world that came into being through the light, but yet a light that the world doesn't recognize. This holy night is the opportunity to pause to recognize this light, to celebrate the coming of the one who said, "I am the light of the world," one in whose light we can stand and become light ourselves. If a candle is something that we can hold in our hands, this light is more like the light of a candle's flame. It appears as a gentle glow, yet it has the power to dispel darkness and to transform all it touches. 5 weeks ago, in the beginning of the Advent season, the congregation gathered to watch this year's Advent movie, The Christmas Candle. During the opening scene of the movie, the narrator's voiceover asks a question that is echoed throughout our Advent journey. In the age of modern marvels, who needs the light of a simple candle? As we gather on Christmas Eve for the traditional candlelight Christmas Eve communion service, this seems to be a relevant question for us. Why not focus on shepherds and angels? Why not think about Mary and Joseph, mangers and animals? Why not keep the spotlights on, shining brightly on the babe in the manger? These all make for beautiful reflections. Just ask anybody who has read Luke's story. Why will we turn down the electric lights? Why will we light our candles from the light of the Christ candle's flame? Why is this part of our story tonight? Who needs the light of a simple candle? We do. Despite modern marvels, sometimes due to modern marvels, darkness still abounds. Darkness of the vision, pain, sorrow, and despair. We need a light that can not only withstand this darkness, but can somehow begin to dispel it. We need the light of hope that has the power to kindle a spark of faith that lies hidden in our hearts. We need the light that has come to the world in Christ. Unlike all the shiny lights of modern marvels, it is the Christ light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot extinguish it. Even the light of a simple candle is easily seen against the darkness, but it takes a special kind of light to be recognized among all of the light of our modern marvels. Just as the electric lights of a city mask the distant glow of a starry night, it can be difficult for us to recognize the Christ light. So we need to turn down the lights, retreat into the darkness a bit, remove from the glare of modern marvels, and stand in the light of a simple candle. This is a peaceful glow, one that kindles a spark of joy that might have grown cold within us over the course of time and challenge. This is a light that warms our spirits and has the power to transform our very lives and our world. This is the Christ light, which is the life of humankind. This light is not something we can hold in our hand like a candle. This light is like the light of a candle's flame. It's a glow which invites us out of the cold and into the warmth of God's great love. It burns with a passion for the good of others, setting them in a whole new light when we look at them. It is the light which has come to us in Christ. We have Luke to thank for the story of the shepherds, the heavenly host of angels, and the babe in the manger. Let us continue to hold the beauty of his account both in our hands and in our hearts on this holy night. But we need the light of a simple candle to shine through both the darkness and the glare of modern marvels. We need the light of a simple candle in which we can recognize the light that has come to us in Christ. We need the beauty and the power of a simple candle to ignite the spark of faith within us and transform the living of our lives. We need the light of a simple candle to hold us in the light of God's peace. Amen.